Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of June, and I am recording at 10:38 p.m., and that is British summertime here in sunny London. Okay, now, the stock market correction, of course, remains, and Greece, with the Grexit issue, is a main factor extending this corrective phase a little bit, but it's not having a huge impact and probably won't have a huge impact going forward. Starting with the Asia-Pacific stock markets, Japan was down but very modestly, a third of a percentage point at most. China had quite a good day in here, and again the Hong Kong, well, let's see, no, it's about all the same. The Shanghai Composite Index up 1.65%. That's a little bit more than the Hang Seng Index and the China Enterprise Index. The latter was up 1.22%. Thereafter, we saw mostly gains, and Australia up over 1% from its fairly deeply oversold position. Indonesia up 1.5%. Those are the better gains. And the only markets to go south here in this Asia-Pacific region were Taiwan, but only a quarter of a percentage point, and New Zealand just under two-thirds of a percentage point. And if we look at Europe, there we did see the Grexit fears weighing on the market, and we had a rally early in the day, but then that gradually faded. Not too heavy a sell-off, but two-thirds of a percentage point on average, I would say, to a slightly more across the European indices. Wall Street closed with some modest gains. It liked a comment from Janet Yellen that yes, we were on track, I think is the way she put it, to see an interest rate hike this year. And I think also she said that the speed with which rates would move higher in 2016 was slower than previously believed. Well, I didn't know anyone was believing that they would be moving up rapidly in 2016. I don't think the Fed will want that, and not least because of the presidential election cycle. So, what else happened here? Let's see, first I'll talk about the U.S. bond market here, the 10-year. Now, it's a little bit nervous during this consolidation phase. For instance, yesterday it was at 2.307, and this morning it rallied up to 2.4%, so that was good gain, but then it gave up most of it and closed at 2.316, and I'm sure Janet Yellen would like to see that bond yield go up on a very orderly basis, not the rush that would be damaging here to markets and economic confidence generally. Now, I'm also keeping an eye on the VIX index here with the whole Grexit thing still in play, sort of. It's at 14.5. So that's a little higher when I mention it than when I mention it, I think, on Monday. And it's ranging in what really is a potential developing base here. So what might drive it higher? Well, potentially Grexit, potentially bonds pushing up higher, but I don't want to be worrying too much about things here because I think the main, at this stage, I think the main story is that we have been seeing a correction which started in April, and this is in line with seasonal factors and certainly reflects the Grexit concern overall, but it has lowered valuations in most instances. And while a lot of people are talking about a much bigger sell-off in a bear market, the yield curves, well, the only negative yield curve that I'm aware of right now is in Greece, and that's certainly not going to drag down the whole global economy. And I think it will also, we see quite a positive yield curve in the US and most other countries. So I think the scope, as I've said before, is that you can get 10% plus corrections, and those are likely to be buying opportunities more often than not. Now, looking at some of these other markets that I know we're all interested in, let me just get my screen sorted out here. Struggling with Bloomberg. There we go. Okay. The precious metal markets a little weaker in here. The main mover in the day, though, I'll get to the go come back to the precious metal markets, but the main mover is the US dollar index, and that's currently down some 700 points to 94.28. And that really, it was slightly weaker earlier in the day, and then fell sharply on Janet Yellen's comments that rates were unlikely to be moving up rapidly in 2016. Well, some people had been talking about that, but as I mentioned before, I think it was an unrealistic expectation. And she has said that's not going to happen, and I think she's right. She also wants to see that dollar index lower, and it's still got a downward bias here overall. So I don't think there's going to be big upward pressure on the dollar, but I'll put it this way, and I've said this, you've heard me say this before. If I'm wrong and the dollar strengthens significantly during the second half of the year, then the global economy is going to be in a bit of trouble, and we're also going to see much more volatility and bigger shakeouts in stock markets. But I don't think that's going to happen, and there is nothing on the chart right now that's telling me that the dollar is going to go up a lot. What the chart suggests is that my forecast, and also to be quite open about it, my wish, my preference for what the dollar does is see a very lengthy consolidation that persists at least through the second half of this year. And that's what I actually expect. So we'd a calmer environment in currency moves would be favorable overall. Now, I mentioned precious metals. Palladium down another $12.50, 720. Silver just fractionally lower, $15.94. Platinum, which hit a new reaction low for this decline yesterday, extended it today down another $7 to 1,072, and gold bullion at 1,185. I just don't think there's much interest there at this stage, and I think that's also a good sign, actually. If precious metals were roaring ahead, I think people would be white-knuckled about some of the risks that actually exist out there. Now, I do think that on the basis of what should happen and what it looks like is going to happen, that we will get a Grexit situation in here. But European leaders are still talking about somehow keeping Europe within the, I beg your pardon, keeping Greece within the EU. And the only really good reason that I can see for that actually is to keep Greece from becoming a Russian client state. You know, Russia's promised previously that it would build that port for its naval facilities. Well, we don't want more of that, do we? Count on the uncertainty to carry on for a little while longer here. But where you see 10% or more corrections in viable stock markets from India to Germany, the best opportunities over the next few weeks and months are on the upside from current levels. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.